Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm your empowerment coach and motivator, Marvin Roan, and today we will talk about the seven C's of personal empowerment and change. We will also examine gratitude, humility, and forgiveness, and we will review our empowerment pledge. So, before we get started, as always, it is the empowerment pledge, and that pledge is simply, I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. I will, with support and assistance, strive to develop the tools necessary for me to become a better person. I will welcome growth within myself by acknowledging that I am becoming better every day, one day at a time. And if you would make the simple acknowledgement, begin to practice the pledge, practice working on yourself, practice applying just a little effort every day, simply trying to do the things you know you need to do, to work on the thing you know you need to work on and change, about, within, with, and for yourself, then you'll have it. It's a daily process and a daily practice of simply trying to work on yourself, demonstrating your ability every day to do the things you know you need to do the work, to simply try to become. It is a practice of mind, body, and spirit. It is working on yourself, your feelings, your moods, your emotions, your thoughts. It is challenging you to work on yourself every day to become the best person that you can be today and every day. If you just practice, if you just work on yourself, if you just simply try to change your mind, change your thinking, change your thoughts, just work on yourself, then you have it. That's what it is. It's the empowerment process and the empowerment pledge. Every day, 365 days of the year, working on yourself. It's the process of personal empowerment and personal improvement. And now, without further delay, let's get to the tools of empowerment. Those tools are simply gratitude, humility, and forgiveness. And if you will work on gratitude every day, and if you would become humble, and if you will practice forgiveness, it will assist you in creating the balance that you need. If you will continue to focus, demonstrating your abilities to begin to simply try to become the best person that you could be today and every day, then you'll have it. It is developing the faith and the confidence in yourself to become. And all you have to do is simply try. Each day when you wake up, if you would, as soon as your eyes open, as soon as you come to your conscious mind, just begin to say thank you. Find one thing to become grateful for. One thing in your day, starting your day, to be thankful for. If you can practice gratitude, find some reason to humble yourself. Some reason to simply try to say thank you for another day, for your life, for your health, for your ability to do. If you can become grateful and humble, simply trying to acknowledge that you have life and that you can appreciate the gift of experiencing it every day, no matter what. And if you can just take that experience and become grateful for the air that you breathe, become grateful for your heartbeat, sight, balance, hearing, become thankful for the systems that work every day to keep your body functioning properly. If you can humble yourself, say thank you. You have another day to simply try to live your purpose, to get it right, to start over, to change, to grow. You humble yourself right now. Remove all ego and become thankful for the life that you do have, the opportunity that you do have, the creation of experience, just another day of being, another day of life to experience. And then if you could open your mind and your heart to forgiveness, forgiving yourself and all others for any negative words, hurtful statements, actions, activities, behaviors, crude and rude actions, hate, hurt, and harm. If you could just let it go, if you could just simply try today to find something, someone, even yourself, to just forgive. Starting your day with a clean slate. Starting your day with a new mindset. I operate in gratitude. That I express humility in my life. And that I forgive myself and others. And this is a daily practice and process. Working on how you think. Examining. Or making an examination of how you feel and acknowledging, creating balance in your life and becoming the best person that you can be today and every day. Just take a moment to relax, feel gratitude, humbling yourself and becoming thankful for just another day. The seven C's of personal empowerment begins with the covenant agreement. These seven C's begins with the simple practice of making an agreement with yourself, making a bonding, unbreakable agreement, an agreement with self that says, I will work on, I will change, I will practice, I will simply try, I will continuously demonstrate my ability to simply try to work on goal, something that you want to work on and change, the thing that you know you need to work on and change. Can you make a covenant agreement with yourself today? I will begin the practice, the process of making a covenant agreement with myself. And I start with this agreement because I know if I can honor myself with agreement, I can honor all others. And if I can be true to myself by being honest with myself, if I can be true to myself by being honest and open and for real with myself, and simply try to practice honoring your covenant agreement that you make with yourself, it will become easy to honor your agreements with everyone else. And in this process of covenant, there's commitment. And the commitment simply supports your covenant, your agreement with yourself, that you will do the things necessary to support your agreement, to honor yourself in every action, activity, and words, and even thought. I honor my covenant with my thinking. I honor my covenant with my action. I honor my covenant agreement with my every action and activity. Every behavior, in all of my ways, I honor my agreement with myself. If you can begin to practice honoring yourself first, honoring your agreement with yourself that you will do what you say you will do, and you will practice what you agree with yourself to practice, becoming committed to honoring it with every bit of your being, every bit of your mind, every bit of your thinking, every bit of your body, utilizing the energy, the life force, the spirit, the you, to push you, to challenge you, to grow you and change you, then you'll have it. It's a simple process of consistent commitment to honoring your covenant. And this consistency is repetitious. It's over and over and over and over again. I honor myself every day. I honor myself daily. I honor myself minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day. This covenant agreement, this commitment, and my consistent effort at honoring myself is a daily process. A daily process that if I simply try over and over again, I will see the change in my life. I will experience the change through my consistent effort of demonstrating my ability to honor my commitment to myself, to working on myself. And every day, if you can just simply try to honor your covenant by being committed, by being consistent, and consistent action, consistent activity, consistently developing yourself, honoring your goals, honoring yourself, challenging yourself to become better every day, you will see the change. And change comes from your consistent courage to challenge yourself to become better. And if you could demonstrate courage in action by developing the change through your consistent action, your daily action, simply trying to work on yourself, demonstrating the courage in the challenging moments, demonstrating the courage when you're in fear, when you don't know which way to go, when you want to turn back, can you demonstrate courage in the face of your challenge? And as you continue to find you, can you demonstrate courage in action every day? I demonstrate courage to change, to work on myself, to have consistency. I have the courage to be consistent every day. I demonstrate courage by wanting, desiring, putting faith in action, to simply try to change. Simply try to work on myself. Simply trying to become committed to myself, to my goal, to the daily process, step by step, minute by minute, day by day, of working on myself, honoring myself. I will honor myself. I will honor my word. I will honor my covenant. I will become committed to working on myself. I will become committed to becoming consistent, working on myself to change and grow. I have a goal, and I'm going to simply try today of working on myself. Seven C's of personal empowerment and change. What do you need to work on and change? What's that one thing you know you need to work on and change? Begin to do that today. Begin to work on yourself. Develop a covenant. Develop a bonding, unbreakable agreement with yourself. Become committed to this change. Work on yourself today and every day. This has been Empowerment 365 with your main man, host, and empowerment coach Marvin Rohn. Check me out on the web at www.theempowerment.weebly.com. There's something out there for you. If you like reading, it's there. If you like listening, it's there. A lot of activities. Begin to practice working on yourself. And do the best that you can do every day to become the best person you can. I will talk to you tomorrow. Peace. Bright.
I think